I am Madge, here on the Riverwalk again. I turned on the electronic windscreen on this device. I've never used it before, so let's see how that works for us. It's Friday. Despite that, I'm somewhat bitchy. I know that's rather unusual for me. I don't even know if I have anything to talk about, really. I don't even really want to talk about my vagina that much. You know, maybe I'll fart. That could be fun.
10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TERRIFIC. That's code TERRIFIC.
Oh, I'm so sick of that fucking hair color lady. I'm serious. Why do you have to pay like $20 a month for Sirius or whatever it is? And still listen to those fucking ads every 5 seconds. What the fuck is that shit?
Not at T-Mobile. Get unlimited data with taxes and fees already included. So the price we say is...
And by the way, somebody told me that the people with the man buns have big penises. Is that true? Does anybody know? Do man buns signify a large penis? Which is always welcome? Question mark. That's what I want to know. I'm not going to take a survey. I'm a lesbian. But I would like to know from those of you sluttier types out there who may have accidentally done a study. Or perhaps one of you queens. There's several queens I know that listen to this grum who work at the bathhouse. Perhaps any of you might know. Or can know ser, saber. I don't know, my Spanish isn't too good. Never was. So we're walking towards the Anita D again, and the Anita D 2 again. I don't know if they're there. Why are they always parked? Maybe they don't have to D. So there's that and that. We were discussing my cunt. I don't know, I was talking about it the other day, but the best thing about my return to Chicago was no more car. So I left my coche, or car, that's Spanish. I'm practicing my Spanish. Left my car with my mother. My mother bought a new car and she traded in my car, so now I'm just waiting for the money so I can stop the car. I think I talked about this, it sounds familiar. So the car payment, you know. So... did I mention I'm at lunch break and I hate working? In my Beijing, China, also known as my office. Oh, Gertel. Here's the islandpartyboat.com. Party. Woo. Don't you hate partiers? Like people that are like partiers. I do. Like, hey, let's drive up from Wisconsin and go on the island party boat. Islandpartyboat.com and partay. Oh well. And push someone down the stairs from your fraternity and kill them. Doesn't that sound fun? Jesus. Anyway, so yesterday Trump officially pulled out of his climate change deal. Even though it doesn't really, you know, it's not really changing anything technically because he already had pulled out in terms of the actions he was going to take, but it means a lot symbolically, and it's disgusting. So, there's the water cannon. It's blowing on me. Not really. The water cannon is this strange, like, it's just this big thing that squirts water out. And over the river every, like, I don't know, period of time. I'm not really sure why. What time is it? It's 1:06, so I guess, yeah, it starts around now, since it already is on. God, this is boring. Going through the Nersey zone again. New Nersey. turning left. Oh, there's the water cannon. She's getting her done. Looks like she's stopping the piss stream. Yep, she done. She done. I don't get it. The water nurse. Water cannon. So, yeah, so no environment. Nobody cares. But Covfefe is more important than that, anyway. Whatever the fuck. People are still fucking typing that shit in my face. I don't know why. Everything's so fucking stupid. I was watching The Leftovers, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's this premise that everyone wants to die. You know, it's kind of the theme. Everyone wants to die. I guess so, you know. Everybody wants to fucking die. I mean, we're all going to die anyway, but why kill our species too, you know? It's fucked up. And then there's this fucking Dilbert guy, Scott Adams, who seems to be an expert on climate change in his own mind, even though he's a fucking cartoonist. It's easy to make people believe you if you're uneducated and your audience is uneducated, and specifically uneducated in how to think critically. I also was tweeting earlier today that Trump's modus operandi is basically conspiracy theory. He's a paranoid person. I mean, you know this from his history. He believed that, you know, Obama wasn't the American or some shit with the birthing business a while back. He believes in Alex Jones. He probably believes 9/11 was a hoax. And he believes that climate change is a hoax and a conspiracy of the globalists. You know, it's very interesting to see the way, you know, conspiracy theory. There are people who are conspiracy theory oriented. They gravitate towards conspiracy theory. And I believe that stems from a mental illness, paranoia of some sort, schizophrenia. I'm not a fucking psychiatrist. But I wish, like, I really would like to see an intelligent sociological interpretation of what's going on in the world. Like, why are people so, what's this death wish? You know, why are people so interested in self-destruction, whether it's healthcare or climate change? These Trump people, I don't get it. The other thing that was really interesting, I saw the talking points distributed by the White House before Trump made his announcement on climate change, and one of them was, you know, they were all just, you know, the usual shit, like blah, 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 blah. One of them was, started with the Obama negotiated deal, comma, blah, 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 blah. And that, for me, was so interesting because it said, the whole point here is not the actual contents of the deal or the point. The point is that Obama did it. So, therefore, it's bad because we hate Obama. So the talking points have this sort of, I guess, what do you call it? Like a subliminal message? Not subliminal. Like they call it a whisper, a dog whistle. That's what I was looking for, dog whistle. Saying that anything Obama did is wrong because the people in the audience that they're trying to talk to is their base. So this is just, they're basically dog whistling their base saying, well, the only thing you need to do know about climate change and the Paris deal is that Obama did it, therefore it's bad. Very strange. So the dog whistle campaign is in full effect. I'm in a tunnel. Going under Lakeshore again. Did this before. Starting to get rather redundant. It's like a repeat, but not. Ow. Sorry about that. I should turn off the thing. That radio. But I'm afraid I might miss a call or a text or whatever. The Air Force One. You know, text. and John Werner made very nice album art with myself in the Kathy Griffin role beheading Cheryl Mikowsk. Well, here's the Anita D. and the Anita D, too. Why aren't these things out? It's a beautiful day. It's Friday. And the Anita D and Anita D, too, are both parked again. I wish they could just give me a little ride. Oh, one of them's filling up. There's... I have to look around to fart. Hold on, I'm going to fart in the mic. Good one. I think when I do my colonoscopy, I'm going to have to use this microphone for the duty prep. That was the best part of the Grom, was that fart just now. That was the whole thing. So if you need to make note of the time code, go right ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. While I look at the Anita D2. No, this is the Anita D. That was the Anita D2. Again. Jesus. Anita D2. I think I have another one in me soon. A D. An F. Anita F. I should say, this F is representative of the fact that I need a D. You know what I'm saying? Fart. F equals fart. A lot of people out today, a lot of jerkers. Is there a bathroom here? What a bathroom. I'm going to walk a little further than I usually do. Usually I would turn around now. I'm going to walk a little further because I hate my job. There's a giant jack, like the jacks, the game jacks. It's like jack. It's made of cement. Gertel. Gerda Blomquist. It's hard to fart when there's all these people in a mic. Let me try it. Of course, it could be a shart, which would be exciting for everyone involved in this podcast listening experience. Uh-oh. I'm going to turn off the... I'm going to go into airplane mode. Okay, now we're in airplane mode. I should... Yeah, we're still recording. I should no longer have interruptions. With static clang. Mamma mia, here I go again. My, I've been looking real good. Mamma mia, there we go again. Get up, Toonses. Does anybody remember Toonses the driving cat? Like me, I do. Alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm not gonna shit though. Nevertheless, she pissed her giant. I'm going to shut this off. I may or may not be back. Bye.